It's 68 degrees in Nashville. Sunny skies in the forecast, a high in the low to mid 90s. Just a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. After Dolly Parton's death was made public yesterday, some fans made a pilgrimage to her Brentwood home. They brought flowers and other memorabilia to celebrate the late country music legend. Some longtime fans, including Jamie Dillahay and Vicki Judkins, made sure that butterflies were represented. They're a symbol Parton used often.
I didn't expect her little wings to be tired this fast, you know, and it's just a heartbreaking. We just lost a really legend icon.
So many people have already brought flowers and the sign, so the butterfly just adds to their flowers. And I just appreciate all she was. She was an angel that God sent to earth.
Similar vigils unfolded at Parton's downtown Nashville Storyteller Hotel, as well as at a property with ties to her on 12 South. The music icon has spurred a transcendent outpouring of remembrances that crosses music genres and political lines. Flags will fly at half staff for the next week to honor her. President Donald Trump announced that flags would be lowered on Truth Social, calling Parton one of the greatest country singers ever. It is illegal in Tennessee to execute someone with an intellectual disability, but that's a tough designation to prove. Attorneys for Gary Wayne Sutton will get a chance to make his case in court hearings this fall. Those will take place during the first week of October in Blount County. Wayne's legal team says this will be the first time a Tennessee court will hear expert testimony on Sutton's disability. His execution is slated for December. Leaders in Knox County are questioning whether Flock Safety has permission for the 140 cameras operating in the area. The company would need an operating agreement with the county. The questions stem from a letter Mayor Glenn Jacobs sent to Flock earlier this month, arguing that a contract signed in 2020 is no longer valid and that a current service agreement isn't in place. Here's Jacobs speaking about the Flock cameras after a lengthy commissioner's discussion this week.
Some of the cameras were installed on utility poles and were not permitted by the county. So they're, in that case, on the ones that are on county right-of-ways, they're certainly we can take those steps.
Mayor also cites a lack of approval from commission over certain expenses that surpassed $100,000. Flock representatives claim they never received the letter and pointed to a public website listing an active contract. Getting to the bottom of the agreement is also complicated by staff turnover in the Knox County Sheriff's Office. The Knox County Commission is scheduled to vote on an emergency ordinance about whether to remove Flock cameras on Monday. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. And you can share your remembrances of Dolly Parton on today's episode of This is Nashville at noon.